is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today's June 3rd, 2009. I'm in the beautiful mountains of the state of Wyoming, United States of America. And I have on the phone Connie Hudson from Fort Madison, Iowa. Are you there, Connie?
Yes, I am, Trevor.
Connie, thank you for being here. And I thank you for being there. I mean that you are one of the few people that I'm aware of that really prays for me. And, you know, I need prayer. we go through very difficult times, and I'm in the fire right now. And I know people that are listening to this broadcast are in the fire. They're going through trials. They're going through tribulations, just like the Bible said they would. You know, there's a lot of people in the religious world, but very few are really in the kingdom of God, where his rulership and his grace and his truth and revelation is flowing. But it's a fact, Connie. We go through hard times. But God loves us. He has a purpose for us. And he wants to change us from one glory to another glory, one faith to another faith. And I thank you for your prayers. I thank Dolly Weber that I know that's in Springfield, Missouri. And I know Linda Burton, and she's in Missouri. Joseph in Florida. Jeff that's in Montana. You know, there's a handful of people, Connie, that really care, that really pray for you. And you're one of those. I thank you for that.
Well, God put me here. It was because of him that I am where I am. And all I know is that when he calls us to do something, there's a reason for it. And he equips us to do what it is that he calls us to do. I and myself am not capable of doing anything. I feel very inadequate in most things that I do. But it's because of him. And because of who he is in us, that we can do anything.
Connie, that's so true. Let me just say something. You know, I've met people, because, you know, I've been on different radio programs over the last few years. I've met some people. And a lot of people, they listen to different programming. They get into different personalities and the messages talk. But I've really noticed that they themselves are not very active in the kingdom. I think they feel the same thing that you were describing, an ineptness in themselves, which is true. There's nothing good in us, our flesh. But if Christ is in us, it's, you know, our life is hid in Christ, in God. And it says that we're dead. We're buried with him in baptism, and it's no longer us, Connie. And I really believe it's just a tragic thing that people don't believe that as they rise in the morning, that God could really use them that day. And whatever, whether it's praying or giving something to somebody or sharing or helping someone or ministering by the power of God, there's many ways that God operates, but they need to believe that God's within them and that he wants to use them.
Well, I don't believe there was ever a day in Christ's life that he didn't make a difference in someone's life. And if we're called to walk the same road that he walked, then it holds just as true for us. But it can only be done through him. And what's coming into our nation and our world, we have got to be so filled with the Spirit of Jesus Christ that, because there's going to be so many people that are going to need us as the children of Christ,
right,
to be there for them. Because if you aren't walking and you don't belong to Jesus Christ, you aren't going to survive what's coming. And it's going to be hard for us, but oh, it's going to be impossible for them. But that's where the light of Christ is going to be shown, is through us, reflect back off of the darkness of what's coming. And we have to be there and show the love of Christ and do whatever, whenever, and however He opens up a way.
Connie, each and every one of us has a huge responsibility. The fact that God would give us His own Son to die for us, you know, on a cross, and He resurrected to give us eternal life. He didn't just save us that we'd just do our own thing. He saved us for a purpose, and it's to serve Him. And to be, like you're saying, to be a light. And it's the fact that gross darkness is coming into the earth. Darkness is here. I mean, political corruption, societal corruption, economic corruption, it's dark, and it's only going to get worse. But the scripture tells us that though the darkness comes, Connie, it's time for us to rise and shine, because God's glory will be upon His people that are truly abiding in Him. Truly, truly walking with Him, the glory of the Lord will be seen upon them. And you don't know how many lives God has determined, called you to affect in one way or another. And if you're not on your game, if you're not listening to the Lord, if you're fuzzy, your connections are fuzzy, you're not quite seeing, you're not quite hearing, you're not quite getting it in your heart, you're going to miss it. But God had determined for you to help others. And I don't want to go there.
No, I don't either. But I know this much, that He has got to be number one in my life. Comes before myself, my family, anyone. That's, it's just total, a bending and a humbleness before Him, where He can work freely through each one of us. But it's, I don't know. My family is saved, my great-grandchildren, and it just tears my heart. But I know this much, that because of Him, they know that there is something different about Mom or Grandma. And it's, I just want to reflect His light. That's, I only want to do what it is that He's calling me to do. That's the only time that I receive pleasure, is knowing that somehow, some way, I have shown Christ to someone. And that doesn't mean that I have to, I'm not good at quoting scripture. I'll be the first to admit it. But I know this much. I know I can show His love.
Right. You know, in Peter it talks about how we're stewards of the manifold grace of God, you know. In other words, whatever God's done in our life, it's not just for us, but we're stewards over that, and we should share it with others.
If
God's healed us, whether physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, then we in turn go to others and we lead them, point them to the Lord, the same solution. And God will use, that's how God uses us. That's God's desire, delight. He loves to use His children. And one day, we'll all stand before the Lord. And some of us, the Lord will say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And that's what we want to really be mindful of.
Yes, that's right. Because that is, we are the one that's going to have to answer. And that's what He's called us to be and to do.
You know, Connie, I'm looking at Luke chapter 14. I love this chapter because it shows the cost of being a disciple. What is a disciple? It's a follower or someone, a learned person, learning from their master. And And Jesus is the master. He's the teacher. And we're to follow him. We're to reflect him, like you've been talking about. And he corrects us. He changes, you know, he deals with us when we're wrong. And he says, you know, strengthen the feeble knees. And that, you know, none of us like to get rebuked or reproved. But hey, you acknowledge your error. Pick up yourself and do it the right way. And that's what the Lord's dealing with us. That's why he's dealing with us. He uses situations in our life. Because he's a potter. We're the clay. And he's molding us into the image of his dear son. That's in Romans chapter 8. But this chapter, Luke 14. Now the Pharisees were challenging Jesus. They were so religious and so into holding people in bondage. They weren't concerned about releasing people. And Jesus was healed a man. And they were challenging Jesus. And Jesus made it clear, you know, if they had a donkey and it fell into a pit, wouldn't they pull the donkey out of the pit? Of course. But yet, when Jesus healed a man of dropsy, they were offended by that. And that's the danger of being religious and not being of the kingdom of God or the heart of the Lord. But Jesus made it really clear about being a disciple. No excuses, ladies and gentlemen. He's got to be number one. If you believe on Jesus Christ, that he died on a cross, and you've asked him to forgive you of your sins, because the wages of sin is death, but the reward of God is eternal life. And if you call on God, then you're bought with a price by that precious blood of Jesus. Your life is not your own. You don't call the shots. So the Lord's called you to serve him. You can't let a spouse or any relationship with a physical person, you can't choose them over the Lord, over his will. You can't choose, let possessions possess you. And you can't let your own life, you can't let you yourself be the king. You need to let the Lord be the king. Where does he want you to live? What does he want you to do? Who does he want you to associate with? What does he want you to do? Jesus one time said, "Why do you call me Lord and don't do the things I said?" So this is the cost of discipleship. And three times in this chapter, Jesus made it very clear, you cannot be my disciple unless you pick up your cross, deny yourself, follow me, and prefer me over everyone, including your own life. Connie, wouldn't you rather know now in this age why you can get it right with the Lord than finding out later that you really weren't a follower of the Lord?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I would rather be rebuked day after day. And to know that he is really working in my life. Because if we don't have problems in our lives, then we'd better look at what's going on. Because most of us are not at this point in time without hardship of one kind or another in our lives. But you know, Trevor, it reminded me that we don't grow and we don't come closer to Christ when we're in the valley or on the mountaintop. It's when we're in the valley, when we're in the hard place.
Well, it's true, Connie. God's called us to be trees of righteousness with deep roots and fruit that glorify him. Now listen, Jesus is a vine, and we're branches, and the Father is the gardener, but he's desiring much fruit, and herein is the Father glorified, that you bear much fruit.